No matter where you are, all together now, it's Friday. Yes, I knew that was what you were thinking. It's Texas Standard Time on this 22nd day of February. So glad you're spending a bit of your day with us. I'm David Brown. As we head into the weekend, this might be a good time for all of us to take a deep breath, because the last week of the month is looking like it could be very busy indeed for those of us into the news. Item one, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen set to testify on Capitol Hill, which dovetails into item two, reports by NBC and CNN that the Mueller investigation is wrapping up and a report could be dropping as early as next week. Looks like President Trump won't be in town for much, if any, of it because of item three. The president's expected to be in Vietnam, meeting North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and speculation now swirling about some kind of major announcement vis-a-vis North Korea on Thursday. Fasten your seatbelts. Earlier this week, we told you about a story out of Houston involving a botched drug raid. It was one of those searches that have become almost ubiquitous in big cities, where police enter a home without warning, a so-called no-knock search. Well, back on January 28th, Houston police entered a home and a gunfight ensued, leaving two people dead, five officers injured. Inside, police found what they initially described as a small amount of cocaine and marijuana in the house. Since then, police have been backpedaling a bit, acknowledging material untruths or lies in obtaining the search warrant. The Harris County District Attorney's Office is now reviewing hundreds of criminal cases handled by the officer who sought the initial warrant, and now the FBI and a Texas lawmaker are getting involved, too. St. John Barnett-Smith has been covering this story for the Houston Chronicle. St. John, welcome back.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You've been on top of this story from the get-go. Why now is the FBI involved? What's the story?
So the FBI opened a civil rights investigation. And what that means is they are looking into everything that led up to and including the execution of the search warrant, which led to the deaths of Dennis Tuttle and Regina Nicholas. So in this particular case, it's because there is an allegation that a police officer lied as the justification for a search warrant, which ended up with two dead people.
The narcotics agent in question, what is known about him, and how far back do these 1,400 criminal cases that the county Harris County District Attorney's Office is looking into go?
So the lead case agent, his name is Gerald Goines. He's been with HPD for 34 years, most of that time with narcotics division and working undercover. And it's my understanding those 1,400 go all the way back. 27 of them are active cases. We're looking into all of that.
What is it that they're hoping or they're looking for by reexamining these 1,400 criminal cases?
I think really the effort is to try to understand whether or not the allegations from this raid, where he's alleged to have fabricated the justification for the warrant, is that isolated or is that part of a broader pattern? You know, is it possible that people went to jail because of a lie?
Well, say went to jail, and of course, in this case, people would say, is it possible people died because
of a
warrant that should not have been executed in the first place? Question here, I think a lot of questions turning on the nature of this raid being a no-knock raid. Chief Art Acevedo, Houston police chief, is saying that he doesn't want to see any more no-knock warrants issued. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. A few days ago, he held a press conference and gave more details about that, basically saying that a lot of these no-knock raids are by the street narcotic units. And so what he's saying is that's just going to end. And if officers want to use a no-knock raid, if there's some, you know, exigent circumstances or they really believe they need to for officer safety or something like that, it's going to have to be personally signed off by him or his two assistant chiefs. Also worth noting that earlier this week, a Houston lawmaker proposed a bill that would really curtail the ability of departments to use these kind of no-knock raids.
Yeah, I think you're talking about State Representative Harold Dutton, who's a Democrat from Houston. So this would be something that would apply statewide, perhaps?
Yes, exactly. It would require SWAT teams to have body cameras. That was a big issue in this raid. The team that went in didn't have body cameras. And then it also would require data collection about these kinds of raids from departments. And lastly, it would require that they be conducted only in situations where officers believe there was an imminent threat to either an officer's life or to someone else's life. And notably, they would not allow these kinds of raids just because someone has a gun, right? Obviously, in Texas, lots of houses, lots of families have firearms. And that too was one of the main issues that was in the search warrant that led to this raid. The officer alleged that his confidential informant saw a pistol.
We've been talking with St. John Barnard Smith. He and his colleague, Kerry Blakinger, have been covering this story for the Houston Chronicle. St. John, thanks so much for getting us up to speed on the very latest. We certainly do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.